In this bulletin, New Zealand announces an agreement for a trans-Tasman travel bubble next year. A report shows Victoria's contact tracing system wasn't able to cope with a surge in numbers. And in tennis, Roger Federer's Australian Open prospects are in doubt because of injury. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The New Zealand government has declared it'll form a travel bubble with Australia in the first part of next year if the coronavirus situation remains stable. Travel across the Tasman is likely to be possible by the end of March 2021 as the government takes steps to prepare for a reopening of New Zealand. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the agreement has been reached in principle and it still needs a final sign-off from Australia.
It is our intention to name a date for the commencement of trans-Tasman quarantine-free travel in the new year once remaining details are locked down. But I think for now, New Zealanders by and large appreciate the approach of the government to ensure that we are not taking on unnecessary risk as we're going into summer.
Meanwhile, an upper house inquiry into Victoria's contact tracing system has found it was overwhelmed during the second wave of coronavirus infections. The report shows the health system wasn't able to cope during parts of the COVID-19 pandemic, and contact tracing staff had to manually enter information. Reason Party MP Fiona Patten, who headed the inquiry, says change is needed within the health department and doctors weren't involved enough in the system.
And that's actually one of the recommendations of the report, is that we continue in working with GPs to ensure that they are part of the system and to ensure that we're actually getting advice from the GPs, because they are on, as I say, they are on the ground and they understand their communities.
Australia's health minister says its early assessment of the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines against COVID-19 will be done by the end of January, ahead of a rollout in March next year. The first of many freezer-packed COVID-19 vaccines are being sent to distribution sites around the United States, with the first of two shots to be delivered in the coming weeks to priority groups. Minister Greg Hunt says the results for AstraZeneca are positive as the dosage sizes and timing are examined.
With what's occurring overseas, we will have the best information, we think, in the world to keep Australians safe, but to make sure that we're moving quickly.
The first vials have arrived in Canada after its government updated the contract with drug maker Pfizer. The Queensland government is confident a delay in the introduction of voluntary assisted dying legislation won't have a significant effect on when new laws will be active in the state. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has flagged introducing assisted dying legislation early next year if Labor won the state's October election. But the Law Reform Commission will now deliver a draft bill in May, with legislation to be introduced before June. The delay has been put down to caretaker government arrangements disrupting the Commission's public consultation process. Communities in northern New South Wales and southeast Queensland are facing extreme weather conditions, including heavy rainfall and rising river levels. The Weather Bureau has issued a flood watch for Queensland's southeast, including Fraser Island to New South Wales, where a severe warning is in place interstate. New South Wales State Emergency Services Commissioner Carlene York says there have been more than 900 calls for assistance.
If you don't have to travel on the roads, please don't, because it's quite possible that your path could get cut off or you could get trapped between floodwaters, which is quite dangerous as well. We've had 4 flood rescues over this event, but nice to say that we've got everyone out safe and sound.
Emergency services have warned evacuation orders may take effect if the danger increases. To sport, and Swiss star Roger Federer is in doubt for next year's rescheduled Australian Open, with the big name still recovering from a knee injury which is taking longer than expected. The 20 times Grand Slam champion hasn't played since being knocked out of the semi-finals at Melbourne Park this year due to injury. He says that even the delayed start to the season's first major tournament, likely to be in February instead of January the 19th, may not be enough time for him to fully recover. Let's see what the weather's doing tomorrow in Perth. It'll be a fine and sunny day with a top of 30 degrees. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 29. Sunny in Melbourne, 31. A possible shower developing, 27 in Hobart. In Canberra, a shower or two and 25. Showers and 23 in Wollongong. Much the same for Sydney, 25. Bit of rain about in Newcastle as well, 26. A couple of showers in Brisbane, 29. Much the same for Cairns, 33. And similar conditions for Darwin, also with a possible storm there, and 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more detailed analysis of what's happening in today's news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.